Lord, we just come before your temple, Lord. We walk up these amazing steps, Father, through these great pillars, stand before your door. We enter in. We step in to the pavilion of grace, to the throne room of grace. We pass through this glorious door into this golden throne room with the moon arch ceilings, the murals of grace, and the pillars upon the right and left, and the glorious carpet of red. We walk upon this carpet, Lord. Washed, having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest of all, washed in the blood of Jesus. We step into this pool of baptism before your throne, past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, waters that go over our head. In these waters, we surrender our old man. In these waters, we take off the old man. In these waters, we present our body a living sacrifice. We present the man of the flesh, the man of the soul, to the winnowing fork for the separation, for the separation of the old, separation of the old wineskin, the separation of the husk, the chaff. We present. We step out of this old man today. We present him to be buried with you in baptism. We present him to be planted together in the likeness of your death. We present him to be crucified. He is not the heir. He never will be. We take him off. The man of the soul, we separate the unregenerated nature of our soul. You separate it from us with the skillfulness of a two-edged sword. With a winnowing fork, you remove the dominion of the soul over our spirit. You step out of these waters in your golden throne. Stand before your throne, girded in a linen cloth. Come to be clothed today, Lord. Come to receive grace. We surrender all that's in our heart, pressures, cares, offenses, betrayal, unforgiveness, shortcomings, fear, failure, heaviness, unworthiness, guilt, shame, dishonor, reproach. We surrender it all. The reproach of each works and toil, we surrender. Lord, clothe us in your righteousness. Lord, we enter into your righteousness. In you we live, Lord, and in you we move, and in you we have our being. To be found in you, not having our own righteousness, our own identity, to be found in your identity, the identity of acceptance, the identity of righteousness. We put on your robe of righteousness. We put on your robe of glory. We put on your robe of purity, right standing. Receive that robe. big white robes. Receive it. Step into it. Feel it coming around you. Feel yourself encompassed in Christ. You surround me, Lord. You're my sun and my shield. You encompass me. You give me grace and glory today. You encompass me. You surround me, all around me. I'm found in you now. I'm found dwelling in you. I'm found sitting with you, dwelling with you, abiding in the vine. We're connected. Come to your garden now, Lord. This amazing place you've given us. To walk, to sit, to lay down in the garden of the lilies. One of the most amazing places ever. Surrender. The stillness of the lily, to the quietness of the lily. We surrender to the stillness, the quietness. The tranquility encompass. This pure rest. We lift all of our burden today. Where there is no weight, you carry no weight here. You carry no burden. You lift us up to the sun. You lift us up into the glory. You lift us up. To encompass at us with this pure rest, pure tranquility, a place where I can let go, a place like a perfect surrender, perfectly surrendered all my burden, heaviness, all the warfare. All of it surrendered. I sit down in your perfect peace. I lay down among the lilies. Soul, O soul man, lay down. Soul, O soul man, lay down. I'm not in control here. I lay down. I let go. The power of the keys, I loose all things that bind me to the earth. I loose all things that I am concerned with. I loose and roll all my care upon you with the keys. I roll it out from my heart now. Like a carpet being rolled out, I roll out all my cares, all my heavinesses, all my concerns. I roll it out. I roll out all impatience. I roll out all toil. You have circumcised me from toil, labor, travail. I roll it out, Lord. To a place of perfect surrender. Perfect peace. Perfect quietness. for no flesh will glory in your presence. Where there is no Ishmael, where there is no Amalek, where there are no more Eleazars, where there's nothing left to do. A place where it's not by human might, it's not by human power, it's not by human sufficiency or human ingenuity or ministry ingenuity. None of this can produce the crown. There is nothing in us that can produce the crown. We roll out our sufficiency. We roll out our work, our toils and our labors, till we come to fullness of rest, fullness of peace. Your heart can just say, ah, I've let go. Now I want you to take the lily, hold it into your heart by faith. Move it into your heart. See it emanating grace. Feel the emanating glory. Feel the perfect rest. The burdenless rest. Quietness. The peace. The surrender, the calm, where the waters and the storms now have been made still. Stillness, perfect stillness. You harmonize us now with the ways of heaven. You harmonize the frequency of our heart to peace. We're not driven and tossed. Our soul is not driven and tossed. It's anchored here in your garden. My heart is anchored here. Storms may rage in the earth, but I'm anchored here. Clothe us all. Encompasseth us about with your amazing grace. The light that you giveth, the grace that you giveth, the rest. We have ceased from all of our own toil now. Just feel that liberty coming into your heart, lifting, breaking chains, loosing cords that have been wrapped around your heart. Loosing, lifting pressure, lifting. Lift. He that entereth into your rest, he has ceased from his own toil. That is qualification to enter into the promised land. We must be loosed from toil. Circumcised from the reproach of Egypt. It's not how we will inherit in this next level. We will freely inherit. Just see. The abundance of rest. the abundance of life, the abundance of love, Father, that comes from you. Rest, life, and love. Oh, those are three measures, Lord. The abundance of your love, Father. You hold us all today in the embrace of heaven. You embrace us, Father, in the glory of your grace. You embrace us. You encompass it thus. My heart I give to you. True abandonment. I let go. I am found in you, Lord, where you are in the Father. I am love. Do not leave us as orphans. Father, grant us all today, according to the riches and glory, to be strengthened with all creative dunamis power for our final stand in this Jordan. Strength to abide in Christ and with Christ. That you have begun a good work in us, you will be faithful to bring it to full completion. As we move upon into this doorway from which you have led us, as we stand upon these 12 stones today, this rock of apostolic government, we cannot be moved. As we stand with the ark, you have opened and set an open door for us. The messengers of the Church of Philadelphia, we carry the message. You have set an open door for us. No man can shut this door. There is no enemy that can shut this door. You opened it, just like you opened the Jordan. You brought us to the threshold of this doorpost. Just like you did John, and you opened his eyes to see the heavenly door, to hear the voice of the trumpet saying, come up hither. Blessed are our ears today, standing in this door, to hear the voice of the trump calling us out from this Jordan. Come you up into the promised land. Blessed are our eyes that will see you in the full majestic glory, just as Peter, James, and John, they were caught up. They not only saw your glory, they saw your second coming glory, translated through time, to bear witness of your second coming. John translated through time through that dispensational door, the stand in the throne room of the dispensation of the crown and the sea, the release, the opening of the books, to see the running of the white horse, to see all things that will happen after that. Blessed are we that have been brought into this Jordan, standing upon these 12 stones with this ark watching today, knowing that as of May 14th, 2019, the 70th year was fully completed. The 70th year was brought into fullness. And according to your word, you said at that point you would fulfill your good word to us. You would fulfill your good word to us, that we would go and pray unto you and you would hear us. You would hearken unto us. That we would seek you with all of our heart, would find you and be found of you, that we would appear before you. Blessed are we standing in this moment of time, aligned with the purpose, the call, and the destiny of heaven, having been given the 7 eyes to see in front of us, to know where we are, to know where we're going, to have been given the blessing of forerunners. We stand in this Jordan today watching because we've been given eyes to see. The 7 eyes of the Lord in this lampstand has opened and shined light into all of these areas. How else would we know to stand here? If we had not seen, we stand because we've been given the light of this lampstand. We stand today at the doorpost, the table of the kings. We watch at this door, in this Jordan we wait. At the doorpost, the very door that shook at the decree of the seraphim, when Isaiah was caught up into the very throne room and they saw the hour and the day, the whole earth would be full of the glory of God. That was not their time, that is our time. That doorpost shook at the decree of the seraphim. That very door we stand at today, knowing that door saw its purpose in the last days, that a company of kings would come in and out, that the whole body of Christ would be crowned. The remnant, the church of Philadelphia, would be crowned as the rider of the white horse. They would receive the crown. They would be commissioned from heaven. That the priest would sit upon a king's throne, not ever done in any generation, except for the ones that foreshadowed Melchizedek and David, the priest, the king priest generations. Solomon, king priest generations. Now it shall be a whole generation. And we as forerunners, Father, say thank you for this hour and this day that you brought us into this door to see these things, to know, to be aligned. Thy word is in our heart. It's in our mouth. It is in the frontlets of our eyes. It's in the palms of our hands. It's written upon the pages of this Constitution. Upon the 12 stones that will go through this door and the 12 that will remain in this doorway, in this Jordan gate, we stand upon it, Father. And we decree and declare it shall be even as it was told to us. We decree and declare against hope, we believe in hope. We stagger no more at your promises, but we're strong in faith, giving glory to you. What you have promised, you will perform. You will grant us the voice of summoning. You will call us out with this ark. The seven spirits of God will be called out from this Jordan into the promised land to begin. Every event of the last days will begin to unfold before humanity's eyes. We will stand before you. I ask this whole church, Lord, would see you as the whole upper room saw you. As Peter stood up that day and said, we are all eyewitnesses. As you revealed yourself to 500 people, that you grant us the eyewitness testimony to begin the final testimony of the last days, the testimony of the crown. Blessed are we, Father, standing at this door, watching, waiting for your voice, Lord, the voice of summoning, the voice of protocol, the trumpet, the voice of the trumpet summoning us in to appear before you in the dispensation of the crown, to receive the commissioning of the 7 days of light, in which the seven eyes and the seven horns will encompass the stronghold of Jericho, the M2 fields, the machinations of Mammon will be encompassed for 7 days of light. Each day that field will be rended. Each day that field will give up its harvest. The omnipresent omniscience of the crown will encompass it. Where you declare unto us the end of each day before the beginning of each day. Where you is Alpha and Omega. We will stand with you in the Omega jurisdiction, understanding that the crown has no barrier of time. It's not subject to time. It dwells outside of time. To understand that Mammon has been subjected to time and we move outside, the fields will be rended. Jericho's walls will fall. The king and his mighty men of valor and his crown will be given up. The very first field will come with a shout. Grace, grace. The walls will fall. Who art thou, O great mountain of Mammon? Before this lampstand crown that shall become leveled ground, we shall bring forth the headstone, the final stone, the crowning stone, shouting, shouting, shouting as they did at Jericho. Grace. Grace to the great mountain that will fall in front of the world. It will bow. The king of Tyre will bow. This is our lot, Father, and it's our destiny. This is who we are. This is why we are standing here. We know who we are. We know where we are. We know where we're going. You've already given us the plan of Jericho to encompass the stronghold with the omnipresent omniscience of the crown. So perfect is your wisdom, so far above the world, so high above the world, the most brilliant of minds, of which this age worships. The brilliance of men's minds. You'll take the weak things and confound all of it. Today, standing upon these 12 stones, we stand with the Psalms 37, inheritance of the heart. Corporately, together, in one accord, we trust you. With all of our heart, we lean no more to our understanding or to the ways of man. We delight ourselves in you alone, and you will give us the desires of our heart, the crown of Mount Hebron, perfected 7 times over. The crown of Mount Hebron, perfected 7 times over. We commit now our faith, our allegiance, our heart to stand with this ark, the final days, to hear your voice that saith, come. Stand. Commit. Stand in faith, in hope, in purpose. Commit, Lord. You have begun a good work in us. You'll bring it to completion. We rest in you now. We wait patiently upon you, and you will bring it to pass. And we wait upon the Lord. We keep your way. You will exalt us out from this Jordan to inherit the land, its forerunner. We thank you. You've given us eyes to see. Please, let no one in this house sleep during these times. Keep us sober, vigilant. Keep our eyes wide open. Keep us from evil. Hide us away from the temptations of the world, Father. Lead us not, lead us around the temptations. Thank you.